Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Guitar Maniac Show. I'm Basil, here with my partner Jamie. What's up, Jamie?
Good to see you, man. It's been a little while.
Yeah, been a little while. The holidays, it's a political season, but all we care about is crushing guitars.
Yeah, it's amazing we lost some great people already, some great musicians. We're going to pay tribute to some of them. We got a really great show for you. I want to welcome you back to the Maniac. That first song we heard was Badfinger from the album Straight Up, 1971. Pete Ham playing guitar. He also wrote the song. And
it was produced by Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, pretty cool. You can hear that influence. Coming up, the Beatles on the Maniac.
Trust me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me. I don't want to leave her now. Do you know I believe in how? Somewhere in her smile, she
Something in the way she moves. Ain't that always true, Basil?
Oh, yeah.
That was the Beatles, obviously, with the incomparable George Harrison playing that sweet, sweet melody. Man, I love that.
What a sound on the opening guitar.
Yeah, they don't have any problem getting good sounds, those guys. Coming up next, a classic 80s track from a one-hit wonder featuring bagpipes and fiddles. We'll see if you can get the riddle on this one. Shot!
We'll be right back.
Back on the Guitar Maniac Show. That was Big Country from 1983. The album was The Crossing. Bruce Watson and Stuart Anderson on guitars. Up next, Big Head Todd and the Monsters with Bittersweet on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Live.
Back on the Maniac, Bittersweet from Big Head Todd, the debut single from their platinum third album and their first major label release, Sister Sweetly. That's Todd Parkmore and Jeremy Lawton on guitars. Up next, no introduction for the man or the music required. Check it out. Let's pay our respects on the Maniac.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Yes, indeed. What a tragic loss. Truly one of the greatest writers and performers of our time. Rest in peace, old friend.
Yeah, we love you, David Bowie. Up next, Mike Patton and the boys from Faith No More. This is Evidence.
Maniac, totally stoked to bring you that track. That's Faith No More with Evidence from King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. It's the first album without Jim Martin playing guitar. So what you're hearing is session guitar player Trey Spruance playing those tasty understated licks. And he does the whole record and it's got a real different vibe because of it. I really dig it. So check that one out. King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. Up next, Fleetwood Mac on the Maniac.
Looking out for love, and the night so still. Oh, I build you a kingdom in that house on the hill, looking out for love, big, big love. You said that you love me and that you always will.
Back on the Maniac, that was Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham tearing it up on the guitar.
Up next, Smithereens, Blood and Roses on the Maniac.
Thank you.
Maniac, that was the Smithereens with Blood and Roses. Such a cool bass line.
Up next, John Cougar Mellencamp with Small Town, the album from 1985 called Scarecrow. Mike Wanchick on guitar.
Here, you'll be an inspector, have no fear. Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10 sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Magic Park, Magic Park.
That was Pete Townsend and The Who giving us a ride on the Magic Bus. Coming up next, a one-hit wonder supergroup. See if you can figure this one out.
Well, I'm not uptight, not unattractive. Turn me on tonight. And I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight. 'Cause
I'm a radioactive, radioactive.
I want to stay with you. I want to play with you, baby. I want to lay with you. And I want you to know. Got to concentrate. Don't be distracted. Turn me on tonight.
I'm a radioactive,
stand too close.
back on the Maniac. You guessed it, that was The Firm. Paul Rogers, Jimmy Page, Chris Slade, and Tony Franklin with Radioactive. Up next, Steely Dan on the Guitar Maniac Show.
I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Brings us to the close of another Guitar Maniac Show, Jane, with that Steely Dan tune, Reeling in the Years.
Yeah, there's a great story behind that. We don't have time to tell it right now, but he was a session guy that basically won the gig, played a solo on that, and Yeah, man, is it a memorable solo.
Yeah, it's Elliot Randall playing the guitar on that one.
Well, we've had a great time bringing you the show again. We were on a little bit of a hiatus throughout the holidays. We hope you had a great holiday. We paid tribute to David Bowie there because we love that guy. He's got a great guitar player named Mick Ronson, who we love a lot.
A really great singer, great songwriter. He wrote All the Young Dudes by Mötley Crüe also. So,
which we've played on the show before.
Yeah, and very talented guy.
Yeah, you know, I actually, when I saw on my news feed that he'd passed, I actually got genuinely sad and shed a few tears. There's something about his sound and about the way that he changed rock and roll that's so significant that it almost feels like you lost a part of your family or something.
Yeah, he affected everybody. Of course, he kind of discovered Stevie Ray Vaughan in 1982 at the Montreux Jazz Festival. After Stevie got off stage, he said, "Will you play on my next album?"
That was my introduction to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
I remember, I think the first thing I heard was China Girl.
Yeah, and that's Stevie.
And he plays four licks on that whole song, and they're devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So God bless David Bowie. We really love you. Thanks for listening, guys, to the Guitar Maniac Show, brought to you by Artemis Records. As always, you can get the Guitar Maniac Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at artemisrecords.net. Don't forget our new site, theguitarmaniacshow.com. Twitter, @GuitarManiacSHW.
Fantastic. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. Lots of content for you to check out. Please get in contact with us. We love making this show for you, and we love that you're listening all over the world.
Yeah, if you want to contact us, you can write to theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com.
Well, we're going to go from Elliot Randall to Elliot Easton, left-handed guitar maniac extraordinaire. This is The Cars with All I Can Do. You guys have a great time. We'll see you next time
on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Once in a shadow, I finally breathe.
The Guitar Maniac Show is brought to you by Artemis Records, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live from Hollywood. You can catch the broadcast at artemisrecords.net and artemisrecordsradio.com. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without express written consent is prohibited.